me hold you, my sweet girl.
Mom, please.
I have been trying to be so strong for your dad and your brother and sister, but deep down, I wasn't sure I'd ever see you again. I was so worried, imagining what might have happened.
It's okay. I'm safe.
Are you? Let me look at you. Where have you been? You know we never stopped looking for you, don't you? That we'd never, ever let you go.
Mom, you can't stay here. You have to get out of this building.
What? No!
Please, I can't get into it now. You just have to trust me. Leave.
Without you?
I'm begging you.
Not a chance. I have been waiting so long to hold my daughter.
I'm not your daughter. I'm a machine. And I need you to get out of here. Now!
So, listen. You two really hate Dr. Whittier, right? Guess what? Me too.
Birdie.
I'm just saying, team anti-Whittier, right? So, set me free?
Adam, maybe we should let her go. She wasn't part of the plan.
She's right, Adam. You came here for me.
You don't have a say, Doc. And what good is a plan if you're not prepared to improvise?
I can't let you do this.
What are you doing, old man?
What is that?
It's the remote.
Stay back. With one push of this button, I can seize control of both of you.
You're lying. That tech only exists at Thornton Rust.
You really think I would come all this way with no protection against the monsters I created?
We're the monsters? You left us at the bottom of the ocean.
You left us.
I have no desire to control you again, but if you try to grab me, I will do whatever it takes to protect myself. Now I'm going to walk out of the office with this remote, and if you make any attempt to stop me, I'll have no choice but to shut you down permanently.
You're taking me with you, right?
Of course, Birdie. I'll keep you safe. Cam, I want you to make yourself visible.
Just do it, Cam.
Okay.
There you are. Now, both of you, step aside. Let me and Birdie pass.
Right behind you, Doc.
All right. You win, Doc. Again.
Thank you, Adam. You've made a wise choice.
Birdie, are you in here?
Cyrus!
Bird, where are you?
Cyrus, don't come in here. Stay away.
Cam, the remote. Grab it, now!
No, give me that!
Got it!
Uh-oh, Cam's got the remote, and I've got you.
Holiday, what's going on? Are you the reason the power went out in the building?
Yes, well, me and Casey.
Casey is here.
It's a long story. We came with the rest of the four.
So you're working with them now?
I don't want to get into that. You weren't supposed to be here. None of the Anders were.
But sweetheart, you're an Anders.
Listen to me, you're in danger.
From you? Honey, I know you could never hurt me.
Quit talking to me like I'm the girl that you found in the water. She's gone.
Is she? I see the way you're avoiding my eyes. You're afraid to look at me.
That isn't true.
Sweetheart, I can't begin to understand what you've been going through, finding out you're not human. You must be so angry and scared. I know I was when I learned the truth about who you were. And I get wanting to run because I wanted to run too. But I wanted to run with you, not away from you.
Just because we felt the same things doesn't make us the same.
And just because you're made differently than I am, that doesn't make us different. Look, I get why you're pushing me away. You told yourself this part of the journey was over, that the Anders family was in the past. But here's the thing. No matter how much you shut me out or run or pretend I don't matter, you're still Holiday, and I'm still your mom. Finding out how you're made doesn't change a single thing about our love for each other or the memories we share. What is being human anyway? It's a connection. It's finding the place you truly belong and knowing that no matter what happens, you'll always have a safe home to return to. And if all those things added up are what it means to be human, then kiddo, you're the gold standard. And if you just let yourself look in my eyes, really look, I know you'd find your true home. Holiday, we're family. Forever.
When you die, I'll still look 12.
What?
Forever isn't the same for you as it is for me. I'm a machine. I don't age. I'm gonna look this way forever, Like when Cyrus and Birdie grow up and graduate and get married and have kids of their own, I'll still be 12. And what happens when they're gone?
Holiday.
No, this isn't right. At least Badger and Adam and Cam and I will always have each other. I loved my time as an Anders, and I miss you guys every second, but I did put you in my past. You weren't supposed to be here. You sure as heck weren't supposed to get a job building an army of mini-me's for Angelica.
I realize it must seem like the worst kind of betrayal, but I was trying to protect you. I'll do everything in my power to keep you safe, even if it means working for the enemy.
But why couldn't you just let me go? I gave you the perfect chance to forget about me and turn your back on Whittier forever. Why'd you have to come back here? Why can't you just go off and be a normal family living your lives in peace?
Because there is no normal without you, Holiday, and there'll be no peace until we're all together again. Look in my eyes, baby. It's okay. There's nothing to be scared of. All you're going to find there is love.
Mom.
Holiday, don't you get it yet? You are everything to us. We don't care how you were created. We only care that you're you. Your father and Cyrus went out looking for you the second they realized you were missing. If it hadn't been for Badger and Cam intercepting them and passing your message along, they'd still be out searching.
Message? What message?
You told them you didn't want to be found.
Mom, I never...
Holiday, it's Badger. We've done our part. We gotta bail.
Coming. I have to go.
What? I thought...
It's okay. I know now you guys came looking for me. And I know you're going to keep an eye on me. I love you for that, and I'll always be grateful. But it doesn't change who I am. The bots were my family before you found me in the water. I belong with them.
Even now that you know they tried to keep us apart?
I have to go.
Holiday, please, tell me there's a way to get you to stay. I'll do anything.
Can you make me a real girl?
Wait, Holiday. Don't go. Don't say goodbye. We'll figure it out. Find a way to make it all work. Please. I swear we will. Just don't say it.
Bye, Mom.
Let me go!
Birdie, are you in here?
Cyrus!
Birdie, are you okay?
Define okay. What are they going to do to Dr. Whittier?
Don't be rude, Cyrus. Aren't you going to introduce yourself to the strangers in the room?
I know who you are. You're Adam.
I am. And this is Cam, and honestly, you couldn't have come at a better time. I've heard a lot about you, the things you can do, the things you know.
Let Dr. Whittier go.
Please.
Adam, you've got him. Let's go.
You tried to control us. Again!
Off the ground with one hand.
I know. See, here's the thing. I've been waiting a long time for this. Maybe my whole life. And now that my opportunity is finally here, I'm not ready to let go.
Please.
Well, since you asked nicely.
Adam, no!
See ya, Dad. Ah! No!
Sai, did he?
Yes.
Adam threw him. Right through the wall.